From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Manure digesters, which help turn animal waste into electricity, have been around for a while, but only larger farms have used the technology. That's starting to change, as WPR's Steve Roysom found out when he visited a farm with 200 cows near La Crosse.
Wayne Peters' farm is not far from Coon Valley. We stand near a new device that could soon be seen more and more on smaller farms in Wisconsin. Peters is one of the founders of Organic Valley, and he says he likes to do projects that keep him ahead of his neighbors.
Everything that I do, they will do about 10 or 15 years later.
So you're a visionary.
2 years ago, Peters agreed to let his farm be the site for a pilot study of an anaerobic digester that turns cow manure into power. There have been larger digesters for years, but this one fits well on Peter's smaller farm, with the goal of giving family operations the ability to turn manure into energy and to make money by selling it. The digester was built by the Universal Sanitary Equipment Manufacturing Company, or USEMCO, a Tomah-based manufacturer. Pat Raisin is USEMCO president.
What we do is we take the manure and we put it into the digester. We warm it up to, right now we're running at 115 degrees, and the bacteria breaks down the organic matter and generates methane gas.
How does it get moved to Dairyland Power? Or how does that work?
No, we're hooked up, and we can show you, we're hooked up by power lines, and we have a generator that we take the methane gas from the digester, and we run a generator, generates electricity, and that electricity is sent out into the grid, the power grid.
The anaerobic digester on the Peters farm is part of the electrical grid that is part of Dairyland Power, an energy co-op that provides electricity for thousands of area residents. Neil Kennebec is the director of planning services at Dairyland Power.
Dairyland was very interested in seeing this type of technology develop for a variety of reasons. One, it's competition. Two, it makes it available to smaller farms. When we started this process, we started out with 1,000-head herds, and we're kind of criticized for not turning a blind eye on the smaller farm. That wasn't our intent. Our intent was to achieve an economy of scale on the larger, so that we could kind of assure some success, learn from that, and then transition to the smaller farm, which this is.
Energy isn't the only product that comes out of the digester. The processed cow manure is dried and works well for bedding. A key question is whether the anaerobic digester saves the farmer significant money. Wayne Peters doesn't have exact figures, but he believes the digester will save on several fronts.
There's so many things, because this is different than any of the other digesters, there's so many things to look at that it's going to save us money and it's going to pay for itself all the time. I know that. Just a matter of how you're going to do it. Are you going to do it with electricity? Are you going to do it with bedding? Or are you going to do it with selling fertilizer and different things like that?
With the pilot study soon coming to an end, Raisin wants to start producing the anaerobic digesters and make them available for sale to any farmer who sees potential in the technology. The digesters cost about $500,000 to make, and Raisin says it's too soon to tell how much money they would retail for. He says the price of a smaller anaerobic digester would be a lot cheaper than the $1 million unit that was built for Wayne's farm. He says he's getting customer interest and he has the tools to start making them in as soon as 6 months.
I'm talking to three or four farmers right now, and it's probably going to be in that price range, depending on how their manure collection system's already set up. Some of them already have pumps in place, a pit and a pump, and that's one piece of equipment we wouldn't have to put in. We have our manufacturing facility in Tomah, and our core business is water and wastewater pumping stations, and we also manufacture tanks. And pretty much all this equipment that we're using here is very common to what we manufacture, including the control system. As far as mass producing, we could be mass producing these things within a year.
But Raisin says mass producing anaerobic digesters isn't like cranking out lawnmowers. He says USEMCO would probably make 2 to 4 anaerobic digesters in a year. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's strong dairy industry and the ability to turn cow manure into electricity just seems to make sense. But there are many more advantages for farmers beyond the green power. Steve Rysom talked with Dairyland Power Cooperative Director of Planning Services, Neil Kennebec, about the technology. Dairyland started buying power created on the farm in 2004.
We saw the development of confinement milking facilities, larger farms. That was the trend in dairy. We were larger and larger farms, and the cows were kept in barns. They were confined. They didn't roam around in a pasture. And because of this, the EPA passed laws regulating the nutrients, the waste stream, which is basically the management of nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So the farms really needed a nutrient management system, and the anaerobic digestion seemed like a real logical step to take in that direction, not only because it enhanced those minerals, but it deodorized it, and it generated methane, and it killed the pathogens and the weed seeds, and it did a lot of things that were very beneficial for the farm. And it played in to the EPA's confined animal feeding operation regulations for the nutrient management.
Exactly how did the anaerobic digesters work? I mean, the manure goes in on one end and then...
To make an analogy, it's pretty much a mechanical stomach. The anaerobic digestion that's going on in the tank is going on in your stomach and mine and everybody's, in mammals in general. So there's nothing exotic about this. The bacteria that are in that tank are the same bacteria that are in the cow's gut. So the manure is pushed into the top of the digester, and as it moves down the digester, the anaerobic bacteria bind onto it and literally digest it, break it down ultimately into methane. There's actually a sequence of a biochemical sequence, but the end result is the methane. And the methane comes off also off the top of the tank and is used to generate electricity.
One thing that really amazed me when I came for a visit to a gentleman's, Wayne Peters, his farm last week, was what happens to the manure that comes out in the other end. It's bedding.
It doesn't feel wet, but it's about 55% moisture. The cows really like it, and you know the bacteria and everything are basically what the cow lives inside of the cow. So the somatic cell counts of the cows aren't raised. The cows like it. We know that by the fact that they lay down a lot. When cows are content, they lay down. They eat, lay down, and poop, and give milk. And we've been watching this basically since 2004. One of our digester systems actually has a veterinarian on staff. She's the wife of the farmer. And she has kept real close track on just how the cows react to this type of bedding, and it's very positive. On a 1,000-head herd, the bedding is worth about $100,000.
Annually?
Annually.
Annually.
Just the bedding. So the digester not only produces methane, which can generate electricity, but it also produces the bedding, and it enhances the nutrient value, and that also was worth, I think on the Wayne Peters farm, it's worth probably $70,000 a year in just the nutrients. Why they're enhanced is because they have been transformed from an organic to a mineral form, and normally that transformation takes place on the soil by soil microbes, and the fact that it's been mineralized means that it's immediately available for plant uptake, and the plants do take it up immediately, so you don't lose it from surface water runoff, and it doesn't contaminate groundwater as much because the plants take it up right away. So it reduces environmental issues like surface and groundwater contamination associated with manure streams.
How is the methane turned into electricity?
The methane that comes out of the digester, for every cubic foot of gas that comes out, 65% of it is methane, and the rest of it, probably 35%, 34% is carbon dioxide, and then there are trace amounts of moisture and hydrogen sulfide. So it has to be treated. The hydrogen sulfide will turn into sulfuric acid, and it'll corrode an engine and piping and stuff if you don't take it out. So that's removed, and some of the water is removed from that gas stream. And then the gas is fed directly into a reciprocating engine. In the case of Wayne Peters, he's using an inline six-cylinder Ford F-150 pickup truck engine. And it's working marvelously, you know.
Who thought of that?
Pat Raisin and Wayne and...
the one who developed it.
Yeah, the guys that on the farm, and, which is a really good idea because there's no shortage of those engines and they're cheap. You can go to a junkyard and pick one up. On the larger farms, we're using bigger engines. We're using Waukesha engines and Yenbachers. They're, Wayne Peters is generating about 40 kilowatts of energy around the clock, and our larger systems on 1,000-head herds are generating 750 kilowatts. So the engines are much bigger and different. Dairyland has been promoting anaerobic digesters and the technology for both large and small farms. The Wayne Peters farm is a demonstration of a smaller anaerobic digester that can address smaller herd sizes. This one will get down to about 100 head, from 100 to 250 head per tank. And the fact that the tanks are made in an, the smaller tanks are made in a factory, and they're transported on a flatbed truck, which and they're modular, which makes it a cheaper system, and it's better. There's more quality control in the tank, and the banks like it. You know, in the event the farm were to go bankrupt for whatever reason, that bank could come in and take the tank away. On these larger farms, the tank is field erected, and it's like 58 feet high and 50 feet in diameter. But this way, we can address smaller farms, and if the farm expands, we can just add another tank modularly. So it has a lot of benefits that way.
So we've had smaller, larger digesters for a fair amount of time. For the smaller ones, it's to, what, help the smaller operations be a bit more green? A chance to make money?
Well, it's...
All of the above?
All of the above, yes. The smaller farms need nutrient management just as, you know, the larger farms. The larger farms are driven under more stringent regulations because the volumes are so large. But the benefits that accrue from the anaerobic digestion also go to a small farm as well as a large farm. They've also added waste buttermilk to the Peters farm as a substrate, which enhances the methane production. And that comes from Chaseburg Creamery.
Who said, you know, we need buttermilk in this situation? I mean, how did they figure that out? How did they know to add
it? The bugs have an insatiable appetite for organic solids. And, of course, the buttermilk is a very rich source of organic solids. In fact, it's better sourced than the cow manure. I mean, the cow manure has already been digested once, and the anaerobic digester is just redigesting what didn't get digested the first time around. The buttermilk is therefore very rich, and it really enhances the output of methane. And it's a waste stream. It has a high biological oxygen demand, which has to be managed because if it's not, it'll pollute, you know, ground and surface water. So this way, that biological oxygen demand is eliminated, and it's turned into methane.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Steve Rysom. And today we're talking about anaerobic digesters. Put it plainly, these are machines that can take animal waste and turn it into power. Joining us, Dairyland Director of Planning Services, Neil Kennebec. How much can farmers make from anaerobic digesters, and how do you decide what to pay them?
That's still a work in progress, actually. It's difficult to monetize all of the benefits that come from an anaerobic digester. Wayne Peters is working on the nutrient values. The electric value is pretty easy to do. We just meter that. But the fact that it kills the weed seeds and the pathogens reduces the need for pesticides and herbicides on the farm. Now, Wayne Peters' farm, he's an organic farmer. So he doesn't use herbicides on his farm at all. So the fact that this digester kills the weed seeds for him is a real positive feature for organic farming. I don't know offhand what that's worth, but we're working on that. We're going to continue the development these and try to monetize some of these benefits that accrue from it. But it's not that easy to do.
How do you go about, do you look at it mathematically at this point?
Yes.
Try to put it through some formulas?
We'll look at the value of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium as an example if you were to buy it as a fertilizer for the farm. We'll also look at the elimination of herbicides on farms and how much that is worth. That work will be done on non-organic farms because they do use pesticides, to kill weeds and et cetera. And we are looking at that on some of the other farms, the larger farms that we have. But it's hard to get the farmers to pay a lot of attention to it because they're really busy farming. So I nag them as much as I can for, data collection and information, but it's slow in coming.
But anaerobic digester, the farmers that have them, they do get paid something at this point, and it's just after a while we'll figure out exactly particular way of paying you?
Well, Dairyland pays them either for the gas or for the electricity. Okay. We have a power purchase agreement, but like I've said before, the electricity is only one value that comes out of it, and in fact, it's not as valuable as the nutrient and the bedding.
Why add smaller anaerobic digesters to the portfolio?
Well, not all farms are large, and we don't want to appear to be favoring large corporate type farms over the smaller organic type farms. So we really try to address all of them. They need these systems just as much as the large farms do.
But you caught a little bit of heat, didn't you? A little bit of criticism about sticking with the larger
Well,
one?
We did. Some of the smaller farms complained about the fact that we weren't addressing them. And the reason we didn't to begin with is we were trying to achieve economies of scale to make the program as successful as we could up front and to learn from it, to learn enough that we could ultimately get to the smaller farm, and which is more difficult to make profitable because you do lose the economies of scale. And I think we're getting there.
Going back to Wayne Peters' farm with a smaller anaerobic digester, however you want to articulate it, I often hear it lights up so many homes or something like that. An anaerobic digester like that, what does that mean energy-wise for homes? How many homes could it keep the lights on, if you will?
An average residential home uses about 12,000 kilowatt hours a year. The Peters Farm is a demonstration, and it's only it's only been running for a few months.
Okay.
So I'm not sure just exactly how many homes that one will light up, but some of our other digesters that are on the 1,000-head herds would light up about 600 homes.
Do you think there will be more of these in farms, local
I do.
Farms and stuff?
I really do. Because of the value they add to the farm, we're looking to move this technology into swine operations. And in the case Dairyland, by the way, with a name like Dairyland, you might guess that we were pretty much put together by farms and dairying operations back in the 30s. So farming and agriculture is a huge part of our past and our present condition. So what we do to help the farm helps us. And I see more and more of these. But in the cases of swine, if it did nothing but eliminate the odor, which it'll do, it would be a benefit enough. And Dairyland has 2 million pigs on its system, most of which reside in Iowa, and about 550,000 dairy cows, most of which reside in Wisconsin. So we're looking to help solve problems and create wealth and value from agricultural waste streams that right now are not.
Is Dairyland Power able to or planning to expand to enable more digesters in the future? Are you getting ready for it?
We don't see them exploding quite that quickly. But
at $500,000 a piece, yeah.
Yeah, but to the a dairy barn costs probably $2 or $3 million. So $1 million to these farmers today isn't that much money. But so far we're batting 100% in taking them in and putting them on our system with a power purchase agreement. And we haven't turned them down yet, and I can't see us turning them down in the future. I mean, it may be a negotiated rate. It's got to be fair for Dairyland. It's got to be fair for the farmer. But as we develop the value of these other benefits that come from it, it will take some of the pressure off the electricity. The way it started in the beginning is the electricity had to pay for everything. And now we're finding that the bedding and the nutrient value is actually greater than the value of the electricity.
Are we seeing anaerobic digesters throughout the U.S., overseas? Is this a wave of the future?
They've actually been around for a long time. They've been used in parts of Africa and India for decades. They've been in the upper Midwest here for at least 20 years, maybe more. The anaerobic digestion itself is not new. It's the technology that we're using today is newer.
Okay.
It's more efficient. It's on a much larger scale. Just 2 weeks ago, I met with some folks from energy folks from the state of Wisconsin who were working with people from Uganda who were looking for low-cost anaerobic digestion systems for the Ugandans. So it's pretty much a worldwide thing. It's been used in Europe for a long time.
Neil Kennebec is Director of Planning Services for La Crosse-based Dairyland Power Cooperative. He spoke with Steve Roysom about the company's work with area farmers to use anaerobic digesters, which turn animal waste into electricity. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.